This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Oh, if you think your elected representatives are looking out for themselves, consider Italy. A recent book about corruption and excess in Italian politics has become a runaway bestseller. It claims that Italian politicians are the best paid in Europe and have lavish perks and privileges. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
The book is called La Casta, The Caste, How Italian Politicians Became Untouchable. In just a few months, it sold nearly a million copies, extraordinary for a nonfiction book in Italy. Its authors, Sergio Rizzo and Gian Antonio Stella, have become the darlings of internet blogs and chat rooms. Here, Stella explains the reason for the book's success.
Evidently, we struck a nerve at the right time. There's a huge disaffection with politics. There's a great deal of irritation. And people feel that politicians are totally unaware of this. They're completely out of touch with society, both on the left and the right.
Even in a society where the word accountability does not exist, the book has shocked a jaded public opinion. The book reveals that the president's headquarters cost four times as much as Buckingham Palace, and that the Italian parliament is the costliest in Europe, 10 times more than the Spanish parliament. Italian MPs get three times as much as their French counterparts, and perks include chauffeured bulletproof cars, bodyguards, sharply discounted air travel, as well as individual tennis coaching. And after only 30 months of service, they become entitled to receive a comfortable pension when they turn 60. MPs also enjoy extra legal privileges. While de facto couples in Italy have no legal rights, unmarried MPs can extend health and other benefits to their partners. And 16 of the parliament's 630 members are convicted felons. Rizzo and Stella estimate that 600,000 to 700,000 Italians live off the political machine. The worst scandals and costs, they say, are at the regional, provincial, and municipal levels where there are few controls and where political patronage creates highly paid jobs. Blogger Leonardo Facco loved the book and posted a comment on YouTube describing a popular scam.
Il primo esempio che porto è quello...
In the Puglia region, yes, the flattest region of Italy, several dozen towns got themselves classified as mountainous. That gives them the right to state aid for regions that are losing their populations. What's unique is that the average altitude of all these towns is less than that of a tall church steeple.
The scams, not just in Puglia. Italy is dotted with sea-level towns that have been classified as mountainous, each with its own mountain council with a president, members and consultants, all handsomely paid. In another video posted on YouTube, a man calling himself Giacchiferru vents his anger.
C'è abbastanza.
There's enough in this book to start a revolution. What the French king and queen were doing in the 18th century was irrelevant compared to our politicians today.
Surveys confirm a growing disdain among Italians for their political elite. A recent poll by the daily Corriere della Sera showed that 58% of those surveyed feel disgust, diffidence, anger, and boredom for their elected officials, and only 25% expressed indifference. Stella and Rizzo describe what they call a self-reverential political class increasingly indifferent to the common good. In fact, there's a growing gap between the political class and society at large. Here's a recent example of political tone deafness. When a deputy of the Christian Democrat Party resigned last month over a tryst with a prostitute in a Rome hotel that included use of cocaine, his party leader proposed what he called a family reunion stipend so MPs could spend more time with their loved ones. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.